Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Amid Beis, about six or seven lines up from the bottom, Bo'i Rami Bar Chama. Bo'i Rami Bar Chama. So according to Rashi, this question is really building on the previous question that we had up on top of the daf. Right, the Gemara had before the question of Rami Bar Chama, and that is, if somebody is mishtachavet to a mountain, what is the halacha with the stones of the mountain, legabe the mizbeach? Which was really a double question, the Gemara said. Is there ne'evad b'mechubar eitzal gavoha or not? Meaning if somebody, the Mishnah said that b'mechubar does not become usser, but can, once it gets detached, could you use that for something related to the base of Migdash or not? And the Gemara said earlier, and even if you say it's usser, what about if it's just machshirei karban? So here, Rashi explains that mishtachavet b'yiram rachama, Rashi says the case is where there are two issues. There's mechubar, and then, meaning I bow down to wheat that is growing in the field, then it gets detached, then I grind it. So it has another element. So even if I say there is an iser, b'nevad, eitzel mechubar, eitzel gavoa, but maybe once a shinui takes place, so that already removes it and distances it even more. That's how Rashi explains the question, and he quotes another gersa. But first, let's see Rashi. The first, amishtachim elokam aschitim, mahin lemenachas, lehedyon mishra shari. For a hedyon, Rashi explains in the middle of the wide lines, it's v'shor mutter. De'ein mechubar nasar lehedyon. Because mechubar is not nasar when it comes to hedyon. So this Imtim Salomar is not mefurish in the Gemara, but Rashi says it's building on the previous question. Imtim Salomar Yesh Nevad B'Mechubar Eitzel Gavoa. Even if you want to answer the earlier question, L'chumra Hachamai. Here, though, there's another factor. Kivan Dahadr Tachin Lahu Yesh Shinui B'Nevad. Right? Do we say there's a shinui b'nevad? The lo mitzah l'gavoa l'be'ene. It's only aser l'gavoa if it is ba'en, if it's still the same entity as it was. Aval hecha de'ishtini, but if it's strange, if it's mishtane, so shaper domi, or do we say ain't shinui b'nevad? That's the question. Rashi then quotes another girsa that the question is not ha'mishtachave l'kam aschitim, but ha'mishtachave l'chitim. It's already cut wheat. If I have cut wheat and then I grind it, meaning the question is purely one of shinui. Rashi quotes that girsa. Is the garzi amishtachav elachitim kimchan ma'ol menachos? Rashi says, e f shalomar kain. Rashi rejects that girsa. Shinui is for sure not enough to remove the status of iser. Rashi says, the kivan de talush ninu, nasru bahano lehedyot. If it's talush, the wheat is cut already, and now you're just being tochined, that is not going to be, and it's ohavamin to say that that will become mutter. Then Nasru ban alahedya filu manda boy tvisa de adam betalush v'chulu. He continues to aleka ika tvisa tuva. Here the person is involved. Kitzira imur disha, and since it was melav odizara, shinui would not help. So that is Rashi quoting that girsa, but he rejects it. The Tosfos Rid defends the girsa. The Tosfos Rid quotes it and says, wait, maybe the point is here that it is a guy that is doing the grinding. And if a guy is doing the grinding, maybe that's a form of bittel. That's the question. He likes that girsa. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the girsa, Boyer Rachama. His main girsa is, HaMishtachav Elachitim, Kim Chumal Menachos. He quotes Rashi, who he always calls the Moreh. And he quotes Rashi's problem, but he says, no, I like this girsa. Girsa is asfarim ikar. Kagon shetachran goy v'hutru lehedyot, v'yil tachran yisrol asronaf lehedyot. So it's a goy did it, and the question is it considered shibra goy, as if a goy is breaking it? Or do you say that usually a goy breaking it, as we're going to have bittol, later on, that's only if he actively does something that you could assume is nullifying. Here, the breaking is part of the natural process. Here, it's supposed to be broken, so to speak. It's supposed to be ground up into flour. That is the ultimate purpose of the grinding. And therefore, you wouldn't say that it is a bittel, right? That comes up in Ilchus Brachas also, right? We know when it comes to flour, there are three brachas that you say, depending on the state. If I eat raw wheat for whatever reason, I take a bite, I make a bari pri hadama, right? Once I grind it into flour, it turns into a shahakol. Once I make it into dough and bake it, so then I make a mizonos. Three different stages. But again, the Gemara's lashon in Maseches Brachos is Islay iluya achrina. It's going up. It's going to what it's supposed to be. So it's hard to say that is a shinui, but it is already forecast and it's supposed to be. So therefore, it might be different than a regular shinui. So for here too, the Tosfos Rid says it might not be called a bittel. So one might say that is because this is supposed to be, this is the act that is the ultimate purpose of the flour, of the wheat, and therefore it's not called a shini. Okay, but either way, back to the Gemara. So our girsa is like Rashi's girsa, that it's a question of two factors. It is mechubar, and then it is nishtana. Hamishtachave lokamas chitim. Mahu limenachos. If somebody bows down to wheat that is growing, so can you use that for a karban mincha in the Beis HaMikdash? Yesh shinui b'ne'evad, o ain't shinui b'ne'evad. Do we say there's shinui b'ne'evad or not? And again, that line sounds like the Tosas Rid, because there's a question of shinui. But Rashi says, yesh shinui b'ne'evad achar, that it was mechubar too. You have to add that in. O ain't shinui b'ne'evad. So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra Breitra of Nachman Tashma. We'll try to prove it from the Mishnah in Temura. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha'asur and l'gavi mizbeach, v'ladosein mutarin. If there is an animal that is asur l'gavi mizbeach, either it is ne'evad or it is nirba, it is asur to use that for the mizbeach, but if that animal has a baby, has a offspring, v'ladosein mutarin. So those fetuses, that offspring is mutter to bring as a carbon. The status does not continue. V'tani ala Rabbi Eliezer, oser. And Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer osers in the brisa. So, what do we think at this point? That this is a machlokas tanaim, exactly about our issue. At the time, it was not ne'asar, and then once it came out, so then there was a shinui legabe the baby. The baby originally was an ubar, and now the baby is an animal. And you see that there's a machlokas tanoim, whether when a shinui is done, is that considered something that will remove the ne'evad status, right? That's how Rashi says, that's the havamina. That's what we're talking about here. It's talking about a behema that is mu'uberes, a behema that is already pregnant when the avera is done, when it is worshipped or it is sodomized, and the machlokas tanoim, but when the baby comes out, is there shinui b'ne'evad to remove the status of iser? So says the Gemara, maybe not, maybe there's a totally different shot of the machlokas, nothing to do with us. V'lav itmar Allah, didn't we have a comment on that, about that machlokas? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, two versions of the machlokas. Here's one, machlokas kishen nir bu'u l'basof ibro. The machlokas between them is only when first there was revia, and then the baby came into the picture. There was Ibur afterwards, meaning the issue here is not one of shinui, it's an issue of, we had this once or twice before in the Masechta, Zev Zegorem. Right now you have a forbidden mother, and then the male father who is going to help out with the pregnancy is mutter. So there's two sources, one mutter, one usser. That's the issue here, because here the isser is created before the pregnancy takes place. So the machlokes is about ze v'ze gorem. If you have two sources, one of isser, one of heter, do we say that they cause an isser or not? That's the machlokes. Nothing to do with shinui. Aval ibro l'basof nirbu'u dirbiyakol asurin. But if the animal was pregnant first, then everybody would agree asur, meaning everybody would agree relating to our case, shinui does not affect or change the status. The hachanami, and also to in our case of the flour, the grain and the flour, ki ibro l'basof nirbu'u dami, it would be like the latter case of pregnant, because it was all there beforehand, and then there was revia, so therefore, we would say, for sure, usser. It wouldn't be a machlokas tanoim, but everybody would agree usser. Or, different version of the conversation, ika de amrei. Even before that, we'll do that in a second, Bez Hashem. But first, let's look at the Tosfos on Mem Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos discusses, we related to this a little bit in the last year as well, regarding shinui in different contexts. And there might be different rules of shinui when it comes to Gnev and Gzela, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, when it comes to Esnan Zona, right? Different shinui, right? The Gemara in various places parallels, right? The Gemara in Meruba parallels Gnev and Esnan Zona. But Tosas here is an important makar for this issue, right? So the Mishnah quoted here, and the Gemara talks about shinui lagabe karban. So Mashma says Tosfos, Mashma hacha de shinui enemo klum lagabe eim. The only issue the Gemara discusses is the baby. The baby, if the baby was Nassar while it was inside the mother, and now it's born. So it used to be a fetus, and now it's an animal. So there's a shinoi. The Gemara doesn't sound like there's any shinoi lagabe the mother. The mother for sure stays usser. It's a pregnant animal, and it stays usser as a pregnant animal. It was ne'evad. But one second, but if we look in Baba Kama for shinoi, what if I steal a pregnant animal, and then the animal gives birth? That's a shinui lagabi the mother, not just lagabi the baby. Say as Tosfos, mash b'halka the shinui enemo klum lagabi aim. Over here it sounds like the only issue is the child. But the mother, for sure, there's no shinui. The gabe shini kone, but at the beginning of a gozel, that's how the gimel, laman de isle shini kone, tznan, gozel, rochel, v'yolda, gizela, choseres, or it should be para. Right, it's if you steal a cow and the cow has a baby, or if you steal a sheep and then you shore the wool, different cases, gizela, choseres, be'ene, ve'enu, mishalma, el, demea, para. Alma, mani, shini, legabe, aim. That mishnah sounds like it's considered a shinui, legabe, the mother. So is there a shinui lagabi the mother or not? That is a, right, different impressions from the various Gemaras. It says Tosfos. The Yesh Lachale, and various deis and Tosfos there and in here. You guys have to know, what's the rule, what's the exception, or is there no rule or no exception? So this answer says, V'yesh Lachale, the gabe takanes hashavim dafka mahani, v'lo lagabi mizbeach. What does that mean? Over there is an exception to the rule. There's a special din. The Rabbanu wanted to make it easier for people to do tshuva, to give back the gzeila. They have takanas hashavim, so just give this back and to make it easier. Meaning the rule seems to be our Gemara. And that Gemara is the exception. Right? Really, there is no shinu lagabi the mother. That's this pshat. There are other pshatim, like similar to what we said yesterday. Maybe there's a difference between, just a difference. There's no rule, there's no exception. There's a difference between gedev and gzeila and mizbeach. Maybe on a daraisa level, gedev and gzeila mean need kein shagazal, right? More literally, right? Masha ain't kein here, it wouldn't be. But again, that is a big topic. The Tosfos Rid discusses it there, also in Baba Kama. But that's an important line in Tosfos, at least one of the opinions. But there are other opinions in others' sources as well. Okay, but either way, this is the first discussion, first version of Rav Nachman Amaraba Bar Avua. So we have next, Ika to Amre, or a second version, V'idmer Alam Rav Nachman Amaraba Bar Avua, the Bachi is in, Machlokas Kishenirbu L'Basof Ibro. The Machlokas is when there was Revia first, and then there was Ibor. That's the Machlokas. Aval Ibro L'Basof Nirbu Divrei HaKol Aser. But everybody would agree if the Ibor happened earlier, that it would be Aser. Meaning everybody would agree that Shinoi doesn't change it. V'hani Nami Ki Ibro L'Basof Nirbu Dami. In this case of the wheat, is similar to the case of pregnancy and then Nirbu. So here, it wasn't the rejection that said the Shini wouldn't work, but it was the first suggestion. And the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe you can't compare the cases. Hachi Hashta. Hasam, over there by the animal case, by the carbon case. Meikara behema vahashta behema. Maybe by the animal case, it's not called a Shinui. Why? Because the baby inside is just like the baby outside. Dasha hu da achiza ba'anpa. There's a door in front of it. When a baby is born, the baby's inside already. The baby's a baby. So there's just a door, and now the baby comes out, the door is opened. But that's not called a shinui. Chacha meikar achiti v'ashta kimcha. Here, you went from wheat to flour. Right, stalks to flour. So that's more of a shinui, and therefore maybe you can't compare the cases. There is a discussion, again, Taptos was here. If we would think about that logically, is it more of a change to make wheat into flour or to have a baby born? You know, the Gemara here seems to say a baby born is not such a shinui. Tosfos says you get the opposite impression in Baba Kama, right? You get the opposite impression that there it seems to be that a shinui is the shinui of grinding flour is less of a shinui than a baby being born. Stosa discusses, you know, which one isn't machalik fundamentally, just machalik between what do you want by a vodazara, what do you want by a karban. But there are many areas of halacha where we talk about children being born, whether that's a shinui, right? It's a darish lo bala olam. Talk about it in that sugya. If somebody tries to be a man we know on a daraisa level has the power to be Makadish's daughter. So can he be Makadish's daughter before she's born? Right, Makadesh a davar shalo bala olam. Can you be mizake on behalf of an ubar? Mizake l'ubar. Right, the sugya that comes up in a few places. I want to get something on behalf. Right, the Rambam has a lashon that you can be married to a, maybe there's a chilek between, hukar ubra, ulo hukar ubra. The first couple of months of pregnancy, the last couple of months of pregnancy,
You know, there are differences. We assume that there's a major event at the birth. But the Gemara here, amazingly, in one sense says maybe it's not such a shinui, right? The animal inside is like the animal, outside. But again, we cannot extend that to other cases. Remember the sugya ben pakua in Meseches Chulin. On a daraisa level, if I shecht an animal and there's an animal inside of it and open, the animal starts walking around because it was about to be born, so the animal doesn't need shechita daraisa. Right, because it was considered part of the animal, and the shechita of the mother worked for the shechita of the child. But if it's already a whole animal, then it should need its own shechita. But again, we don't take this line literally in all contexts, but it's an important line as just in relative terms to different types of shinui. Okay, boy Reish Lakish, other cases of avodah zarah and using it in different contexts. Boy Reish Lakish, hamishtachav ledekel lulav omar lemitzvah. Somebody bows down, they have an Asherah dekel, right? A palm tree, an Asherah palm tree, and they want to use the lulavs. We know while it's attached, so then maybe, you know, there's more flexibility for lahedyot. But what about lemitzvah? In a case where it was planted for this, for sure not. That's for sure aser. And that's avodah zarah, and it can't be used. So something that's usher for hedyot, of course it can't be used for a mitzvah. The question is, what about a case where the tree's not going to be usher, where it was planted and then you decided to worship it? And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who we had 2 days ago, we're also not asking. Because that's for sure. He holds it's usher for a hedyot, so for sure you can't use it for your mitzvah. What about according to the Rabbanan? Meaning the Rabbanan hold that if I have a tree that was a regular tree and then I started to worship it, that is not Aser Lehedyot. Not Aser Lehedyot. So, can I use that for a mitzvah? Lenin mitzvah mai. Is that be allowed to use for a mitzvah? You can't use it, let's say, for a karbon, it's nasol gavoa, but you can use it for head. What about Lenin mitzvah? Mi ma'is klapi gavoa olo. Is this disgusting klapi gavoa, or is it not? Two comments. One, Tosfos in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Aleph, on Mabez, Lamed Aleph, has a big discussion of avodah zarah being used for mitzvos regarding the sugya of Asherah and Kiddushei Mechta Shiurei. There are big stiras in Gemaras. There's a Tosa that goes over onto the next daf, Laman Aleph, Amezal, 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 Aleph. The Gemara there says that you cannot use a lulav of an Asherah because it is Kiddushei Mechta Shiurei. But the Gemara quotes Rava, lulav shel avodah zarah lo yitol v'im not al kasher. But a lulav of an avodah zarah you shouldn't use, but if you did, it's kosher. So Tosfos goes through why some Gemara seem to say you can use it, some Gemara seem to say you can't use it, b'di'eved. So Tosfos has various chilukim. Maybe it's before bittul or after bittul. Maybe it's an avodah zarah of a Jew versus an avodah zarah of a goy. Right? Different chilukim that Tosfos has, and Tosfos there works out how does that Gemara work with our Gemara. So just to note that. But there is an itch fascinating. I didn't see the Ritva say it here, but the Gemara is asking, what about Lagabe mitzvah? It's not just any mitzvah the Gemara is asking about. The Gemara is asking Lagabe lulav. Doesn't ask Lagabe other mitzvahs. The Gemara will deal with it soon. Can use it for tzitzis, we'll get to, but at least as of now, lulav. So there is a comment of the Ritva in the name of the Bali Atosis that we have in Sukkah. And Misafa Sukkah quotes this a number of times. It's not quoted in our Tosfos on the page, but the Ritva quotes it. And that is, the Ritva quotes this back on Daf Tes and also on Daf Lamed Aleph. Let's go to the one on Daf Tes then, because that's the one that comes up earlier in the Masechta. The Gemara there, Daf Tes Lamed Aleph in Sukkah, has a limud to teach me that you're not allowed to sit in a stolen Sukkah. Right? Sukkah, by the kid, Lamute Gzula. Excluding Zula. Ask Tosfos, Sukkah Daf Tes, why do you need a pasuk to exclude a Sukkah Gzula? Just say it's a mitzvah ba'avera. That's why you can't sit in a Sukkah. How do you steal a Sukkah? Good question. The Gemara figures it out. You know, if how do you steal it? It doesn't move. Okay, so let's, there's somehow, hey, Tim, so you can steal a Sukkah. What do you need a pasuk for to exclude Sukkah Gzula? It's a mitzvah ba'avera. So Tosfos answers there, one day in Tosfos, mitzvah ba'avera is only psul d'rabbanan. And that's why I need a pasuk to say that Sukkah Gzula is psul d'araisa. One answer. Menachas Chinuch has a lot to say about that answer. But the Ritva, there in Sukkah Daf Tes, at least has one opinion in the name of Bali HaTosfos. Mitzvah Baba Vera doesn't apply to all mitzvos. If you look in the Bavli, the Mitzvah Babaveira is limited very much. Where do you find Mitzvah Babaveira? You find it by Karban, you find it by Lulav, right? And maybe you find it by another context in Brachas, but says the Ritva, very limited only by mitzvahs which he calls that are balaratzos. Mitzvahs that are there to bring me directly closer to Hashem. Yes, in a general sense, all mitzvahs that are bring me closer to Hashem. But by a karban, by davening, by something like that, that's baler ratzos, that's where mitzvah babavir comes up. Making the lekala, by making a bracha, possibly. The lekala meimar, mitzvah babavir el abadavar baler ratzos, ke karban vilulav. Avalo bishar mitzvos. What do you mean, lulav? Because lulav is also in the context of tefillah, it's balaratzos, to ask Hashem for water, possibly, the dalaminim. But maybe that's also behind this question here. And let's see the other Rishonim say it, but this question is, it's asa lagabi karban, it's mutar lagabi hedya. What about lulav? Because maybe lulav has this balaratzos element, which connects it to karban. Right? And that's why, that's also part of what the Gemara is asking in our Gemara. The Ritva himself doesn't like that because he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, the Ritva, the Bavli Atosfas that he quotes might be just saying this to the Bavli. But he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has it by matzah. Matzah is not balaratzos. If I steal matzah, could I use it? Got me matzah gzu, Yerushalmi psach, matzah gzula. Fasam nami muchak tzas, demiso babaveira, iser torahi. So that's the, so they have to give a different answer to that question by Sukkah. But either way, that is an important Ritva, and he says it also on Daf Lamed Aleph there in Maseches Sukkah. Mitzvah Babaveira, we like to point out the overlapping sugyas in Shas. So Mitzvah Babaveira is one of the three sugyas that comes up with when you have at the end of this year, yesterday actually, we spoke about where a mitzvah comes from an Aveira, and 2 days ago, about making a bracha, right, with a bracha, the mitzvah that connects to an Aveira. But the three sugyas in Shas, three of the sugyas in Shas are Mitzvah Babaveira, Atzi Dochalos Aseh, and Lavanita Glaseh. Right, Mitzvah Babaveira is something that shouldn't be done. Asi dochalos aseh is something that has to be done. And lavanita glaseh is once it's done, so then what do you do to try to fix the situation? But those are three of the sugyas and shas that are overlapping when you have mitzvahs and averos that overlap with each other. Okay. Good. Let's continue. So how do you answer this question? If you have a lulav that was from a tree, a dekel tree that was worshipped, so can you use that lagabi mitzvah? So kiyasa rav dimi amar ba'ashera shebitla kami ba'ile. The question is by an ashera that was mevutal, meaning you have an ashera tree that a goy was mevatel. He nullified this ashera tree. So now technically it's not avodah zara, but what's the question? Yish dichu yitzal mitzvos o ein dichu yitzal mitzvos. Huge topic. Do we say that there is a dichu, that there is a permanent stigma that is attached to something that was at one point not able to be used for a mitzvah? Do we say that that status sticks? Once something is nidche, once something is pushed aside there for a mitzvah, do we say that that label stays forever, and therefore even when the problem is removed, you cannot use that for a mitzvah? That's the question. Yish dichu yitzal mitzvos or ein dichu. So here too, right, this dekel palm tree at some one point was an avodah zarah and was unable to be used for lulav. So do we say even after bittul it wouldn't be able to be used for lulav? So tifshol lemi ditzan. So Gemara says maybe prove it from the Mishnah Maseches Chulin. Kisov in his gala, we know there's a mitzvah daraisov kisi adam by behemos and ofos. There's a mitzvah. I'm sorry, chayos and ofos. There's a mitzvah of kisi adam. There's no mitzvah by behema. Why? Because some behemos are used for karbanos, where you have to use the dam for zrika. So that's why we say all behemos are not included. There's no mitzvah of kisi adam by behemos. But by chayos and ofos, there's a mitzvah daraisa of kisi adam. A lot of lumdis about kisi adam, so how it's connected to shchita. It's the gemar maisa shchita. There's a lashon of Rashi and Beitza like that. Right, because if somebody shechs, it's their right to do the kisi adam. Right, if they're two separate mitzvahs, what is the connection between the two? Right, if I steal the kisi adam, I have to pay them 10 gold coins. Neither shechita. What does that have to do with kisi adam? It seems to be a connection between the shechita and the kisui. But either way, kisov in his gala. So let's say I cover the dam, and then somehow the wind blew off the stuff that I put on the dam, and now it's uncovered again. Patu melechasos. I have no chiyuv to cover it again. I have a chiyuv to do it once. I covered the dam. Once I did that, pater. Kiso haruach. But what if the first time I didn't even do the mitzvah? The wind covered it. The wind blew some dirt on it, and now it's covered. And then it gets uncovered. Chayav lachasos. Then I would have a chiyuv to do kisui, because I had never done it before. But what do you see from there? What do you see from there? Right, that's only if it became uncovered after the wind covered it. But what if the wind covered it and it's still covered? Then I'm putter. There's nothing to do. It's covered already. And we asked about that. But 1 second, even if it gets uncovered, why should I have to do the mitzvah? Since the situation of the mitzvah disappeared at one point, it was nidche. Once it was covered by the wind, I did not have the situation. I did not have the chiyuv to do the mitzvah at that point. You should say permanently. It is nidche. V'yamar Papa, the fact that you don't say that teaches us zos omeres ain't dichu yetzal mitzvos. Right, that shows me you don't say dichui. Just because at one point in time there was no mitzvah does not mean that there's ever going to be a mitzvah. And the mitzvah can be chozer v'neir, and it could come back. So don't you see from there that we say, ein dichui yetzal mitzvos. Right, it is, just to be fair, it's not exactly the same thing. There's different types of dichui. Here dichui is on the, there's no chefza involved. Right, not as much. Before we had a lulav. Do we say that a label on the chefza is going to stick forever? Here, it's not really, you don't have a chefza shal mitzvah. You have a situation of a mitzvah. You have blood that was covered, so now there's no mitzvah. And now it's uncovered, so now the mitzvah does come back or not come back. So not exactly the same. You might have been mechalik, but the Gemara is not mechalik between the two. So the blood is not a chefza shal mitzvah. The blood, you require a maisa kisui on the blood. I don't think you don't, there's not a chefza shal mitzvah like a lulav. There's not a tashmishe mitzvah, right? A lulav, a shofar, tzitzis, those are all tashmishe mitzvah. And tashmishe kedusha is even higher, but a blood is even less than that. You have to do a maisa mitzvah with the blood. I mean, even by tzitzis, there's a question, what is the tashmishe? Is it just the tzitzis or the beged does get a status? But I don't think the blood ever gets a status, right? You have a situation, right? Like putting up a mashal, a ma'akeh. Right, a fence on top of a roof. The roof isn't a chefza shel mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah of makeh on the roof. You have to do a mitzvah of kisui on the dam. But it's not itself a chefza shel mitzvah. But either way, says the Gemara, so don't we have an answer, right? The question that Rav Dimi asked, is there dichui yetzal mitzvahs regarding an ashera? So we brought a raya from kisui adam. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa gufam iboile. Rav Papa himself had the question, the Rav Dimi had the question about Rav Papa. Mifsha pshita le Rav Papa? Is Rav Papa saying something straight? Dein dichei etzal mitzvos? He holds that way? He's saying it as a vadei statement. Lo shna lakula v'lo shna lachumra? He's not, the lakula lachumra. Doesn't matter, right? Is he saying ein dichui, period? And therefore you could always use it, you always have to do it. O dilma, sifuki misafkale. Or is he just not sure about it? U lachumra amrina, lakula lo amrina. And I'll say a lechumra, meaning you have to do the kisui adam again. And in our case, maybe he would say, you cannot use the lulav. Right? He'll go lechumra in both ways. So that was Rav Dimi's question. He knew Rav Papa's comment, but he didn't know if he was saying that b'toras vadai or b'toras safek teku, so we don't have an answer to that question. The Klei Yakar also has an interesting approach to the mitzvah of kisui adam. If you look in Parshas Achremos, where the mitzvah of kisui adam is mentioned, says the Klei Yakar, Iker tama kisui hu lasos heker shelo yavo lidei achilas dam. What we call siag daraisa. The Klei Yakar says the reason we cover the blood is because there's an issa daraisa to eat blood. So in order to prevent myself from eating blood, the Torah demands they have to be machasa. So I don't think, I checked quickly, but I don't think that Rabbi Yosef Engel in his long discussion in the Lech HaTov of siag and daraisa. And he quotes all of the Negiya and Yichud and Tosefa Shabbos and the other ones, the Rashi about the Kohen Gadol going out, Sanhedrin Daf Yuches, and all of those. I don't think he quotes the Klei Yakar here, but either way, this goes on the list, right? Kisui Adam, the Torah demands you to do this, and of course the Ran in the beginning of Pesachim, Babai Rabbi Yimatze, but the Klei Yakar says the mitzvah of Kisui Adam is to prevent the Isra of Achilas Dam. Aval Bibehemos ain't Sorach Beheker Zeh. But regarding behemos, you don't need this hecker, says the Klei Yakar. Ki kvarhu mizuraz v'omeid. V'masharoa shenitan adam ala mizbeach. Right, because you already see behemos, you use the blood for the mizbeach. K'mo shekasav, ani nesati lechem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafsho sechem. V'en apir shezeh ikar atam l'isar adam, nekein l'omas adam chai v'of, ikar adam isar shelo yochal ha'nefesh im ha'basar. Fine, v'nuchulu, and he continues. That is an important comment of the Klei Yakar regarding the mitzvah of kisui adam. Regarding dichui also, is an important topic, based on, Gemara here quotes the Mishnah Chulin, but that Mishnah Chulin is quoted in Sukkah also. It's an important one line in Rashi, there in Chulin. Right, what's the context? I'm sorry, in Sukkah. What's the context in Sukkah? By Dichui? Remember, the case is Ahadas. Ahadas has to have more leaves than berries. What if it has berries? So, it is more berries is a problem. What if the top of the Hadas is chopped off? Nektam Rosho, it's puzzle. What happens if it grows a berry on top of the Hadas? So now it's not chopped off? That's kosher. When does it have to grow a berry? So, it has to grow a berry before when? So, Rashi says, before Yontif. Before Yontif starts. It has to have a berry before Yontif starts. And once it does that, so then you say, do we say Dichui Eitzel Mitzvos? It was cut, chopped off on top at one point, so it was not good for the mitzvah. But now it grew a berry on top. So if it grew a berry on top, so maybe now you can use it for the mitzvah. What do you say? No, once it's Nidche, so then it's permanently pushed aside. That's the question of the Gemara. But the question that the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, asks in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is, why does Rashi focus on the beginning of Yontif? Right? You can't shake a lulav until the morning of the first day of Sukkos. Right? The night of Yontif, you can't shake a lulav. So why shouldn't you say, before Amud HaShachar on Sukkos, that's when it has to grow a berry on top. Why do you dafka say, Misha Kidesh Hayom? That's Rashi's Lashon. In Sukkah, di lo lav the kiddush hayom akati lo chal lav zman the mitzvah v'lo shei mitzvah lemikrei dichui. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. You must be that you're able to have the time for that the chetzah shal mitzvah is defined even before you have the time to be mekayim the mitzvah itself. Right, the lulav gets its status when Sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav. You can't hold the lulav and do the mitzvah of netilas lulav until the next morning. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? Because the Shulchan Aruch there discuss a shofar of Avodah Zarah. Could you use a shofar of Avodah Zarah? So the answer is no, you cannot. Unless the guy was mevatelit. If the guy is mevatel, the shofar of Avodah Zarah, then he can use it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when does it have to be mevutal? When Rosh Hashanah starts. As long as it's mevutal before Rosh Hashanah, so then that's good enough. Ask the Mishnah Berurah, why do you have to, just before dawn on Rosh Hashanah, why should the guy have to be mevatel before Yontif starts, before Rosh Hashanah itself? So he says, based on this Rashi in Sukkah Lama Gimel, no, because the status of shofar could start at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, even though I can't actually blow the shofar until the morning of Rosh Hashanah. So we have these ideas of the conceptual beginning, the time of the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah, even though the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah does not apply yet. Rav Schechter, I think he quotes through this from Rav Soloveitchik, has a beautiful application of this idea also based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf or so, where the Gemara says there that we have three mitzvahs that we are going to be chayiv in, Be'ez Hashem, when Mashiach comes, right? We're going to have to be Mamlech king, and we're going to have to wipe out Amalek, and we're going to build a base of Migdash. And the Gemara says, in that order. In that order. A king, Amalek, and then Beis HaMikdash. So you ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so what does it mean that there are three mitzvahs that we're obligated in when we go back to Eretz Yisrael? It should be one mitzvah, the king. And once we do that one, then Amalek. And once we do that one, then Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, three, when we go in? The answer is, conceptually, so to speak, all three of them start right away. It's just that you can't practically fulfill number two and number three until you fulfill number one. But really, all three of them are there when we go into Eretz Yisrael to begin with. He quotes this in Eretz Tzvi, in the end of Siman Yud. He quotes this here, Sanhedrin of Chafim Abeis. L'chor yesh l'hakshos, he'echef shalomer, sh'nishchai v'tekev v'miyad, l'hakhra zara shalom alek, v'libnos nabeis ha'bechira, im b'shas k'nitzasan, adayin lekef sharis l'kiyim sh'nei mitzvah zelu, el avada me'acha muchach, t'shapir efshar lios davar shekazeh, sh'yish kfar mechayiv achshav, ha'machayiv b'mitzvah, she'yefshar l'skayim achshav, el adafka l'achar zman. You could have a machayiv, so to speak, some type of conceptual generator of the mitzvah now, even though practically you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. He uses, Rav Soloveitchik, use that to answer up the Rambam. What Rambam? There's a triple machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are there every day of Karban Tamid? The Rambam counts one. The Ramban says two. You can't bring the shachar in the Bein Arbaim. You can't bring the Bein Arbaim in the shachar. How many mitzvahs are there to light the menorah every day? Rambam says one. Ramban says two. How many mitzvahs are there to say Kriya Shema every day? The Rambam says one. The Ramban says two. What do you mean Kriya? You can't do the Kriya Shema in the morning, at night in the morning. So Rav Soloveitchik says, when the day starts, both Kriya Shemas are mechuyev. Both Tamids are mechuyev. Practically, you can only fulfill one in the day, one in the night. but really conceptually, they both exist right away. And that's why the Rambam could count them as one mitzvah, even though practically you can only fulfill them as two. But that is all part of the issue of Dichui, and based on that Rashi in Sukkah Lama Gimel. Okay, let's continue. That was the question about lulav for a mitzvah. Boy, Rav Papa. Now, Rav Papa asks, "Hamistachave lebehema simra ma'ala tcheles." If somebody bows down to an animal, can I use the wool of the animal for tcheles? So, what tcheles are we talking about? Tcheles demai. E tcheles the kohanim. If we're talking about the tcheles of the kohanim, what does that mean? The big day kahuna had tcheles in them, especially the me'il, which was made all of tcheles. That's a lot of snails, right? The whole coat. So, e tcheles the kohanim. Hainu baya drami barchama. That's exactly what Rami Bar Chama asked. Where? The top of Memvav Mabez, right? Machshire Karban. Big Day Kahuna, says the Gemara, is an example of Machshire Karban. Rashi. To Big Day Kahuna, Litzara Chavoda. Becoming boil on Machshire Karban Kakarban Dami Yolo. So, 1 second. So, if his question, if Rav Papa's question is about for the Big Day Kahuna, so we asked that already. V'itcheles l'tzitzis, ha'inabaya d'resh lakish. That's this question. If it's for tzitzis, that the question is about mitzvah. So, Miman of Shach, we already have the question. What is Rav Papa asking when Rami Bar Chama and Resh Lakish have already asked those questions? The Gemara says, inachinami, you're right. So, lo havi li boile. He didn't have to ask the question. V'hai deka boile, ha, mishundike miliach v'naisa. He just used that because he wanted to ask a couple of other questions as follows. Tzamra mala tcheles, that we didn't need to ask, because that was already asked. The wool can use for tcheles. But what about the other parts of this animal that was worshipped? Karneha maula chatzotros, can use its horns for the trumpets. Which chatzotros? Rashi. Lashir shel karban. Right? The trumpets that we use to blast when we bring karbanos, right? That's can use the corns of an animal. Shokeha ma'ol chalilin, can use its shok, its thighs for the chalilim, for the parts of the flute. B'nei me'eha ma'ol paros, can use some of the intestines to make some of the strings, right? Use different parts of the animal to use for a chetzah shel mitzvahs. So can use all these. So what's the issue? Aliba demanda amar ikar shira b'kli, quoting a machlokas from elsewhere. If you say the ikar of the mitzvah of singing in the base of English was with the instruments, then for sure you cannot. Moti boy l'cha devade aser. Because then these are being used for the ikar shira, and therefore it would be aser. Ki tibay l'cha aliba demanda amar ikar shira b'peh. The machlokas is, what about if you hold ikar shira is b'peh, and the instruments are just background? Bisume kala ba'almahu. Umay sinan, and therefore you're allowed to use these items. Al dilma filo achi aser. Or even if you see it's just bisume kala, it's just background, it would still be aser to use. Teku, so again, no answer given to that question. Tosfos here discusses different types of chatzotzros. Tosfos says, we have a Gemara Menachas that says the chatzotzros is made out of metal. What are we talking about here? Made out of horns. A shofar is made out of a horn. A chatzotzros, we see pictures, they're trumpets, they're metal. Tosfos says there were different types of chatzotzros for different purposes. There's some used for karbanos, like Rashi says. There's some used to gather the am. There's some used to get the am to go to war, as the psukim describe in Parshas Bahaloscha. So there's different types of chatzotzros, and therefore you can't ask any kashas from different materials because they have different purposes. There is a problem here a little bit with the Shitas Rambam. Lamaisa, when we come to the Shinui questions, the Rambam is machmir when it comes to the wool. The wool, the tcheles, for Big Day Kahuna, the Rambam is machmir. You cannot use that wool. While he said earlier, by the soles, by the wheat and the soles, he paskin lakula. The Kesem Mishnah points out this problem. In Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, the Kesem Mishnah says, in Perek Dalin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Mishtachve lebehema, kishem shenifsal lemizbeach, kach tzemer shela pasul lebitei kahuna. If you bow down to an animal, it cannot be used as a karban, and its wool is aser for bitei kahuna. V'karneha psulim lechatzosros, v'shokeh v'chalilin, v'nei me'al v'nimin, akol pasul. The Rambam is machmir in the Gemara that we just had. You can't use it for any machshire karban. Ask the Kesem Mishnah, so why did the Rambam say before in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalin. Sorry, where is Yudalin? Here, Habishtachavel Lakamachite Hamutarin, Lamanachas, Sher Nishtanu, Vidnidmu of Vladosh Lazurim is Vechshe Mutarin. The Rambam says over there, Shinui works, and over here, the animal, Shinui does not work. answers the Kesef Mishnah, it must be the Rambam thinks there's a big difference. The Hasa, making flour out of wheat, that's a Shinui Gomer. That's a total different, something new. The Hasa Shinui Gomer, the Mekar Chidi Vashta Kamcha, Aval Hacha, it was wool, and it's still wool. It was wool on the animal, and now it's wool on the Begadim. Maybe the Rambam does not think that's such a Shinui. And therefore, he'd be Mechalik, not between the context, but in terms of the Maisa that is done. Also interesting that the Gemara here calls Big De Kahuna Machshirei Avoda. Machshiri Avoda. That relates to the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban that we've quoted often about whether Beit Kahuna are counted as a separate mitzvah or not. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam counts a separate one of the 613. Big De Kahuna. The Kohanim wearing the special Begadim in Parashat Tetzaveh, Lechavot L'Sefaris. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. Nitzavinu HaKohanim L'Bosh Begadim Yuchadim Lechavot L'Sefaris. Va'oz Yavdu B'Mikdash. Right, Lechavot L'Sefaris. And the Ramban takes issue. I don't know what he's quoting this as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the avoda. It's a detail of the avoda that they have to do. He mitzvah yuchedes bifnei atzma ina. So the koshamana harav masa haaron. I'm sorry, that's the kain beemes timnas yaso mitzvah. B'chol mitzvahs aseh. He quotes there are some exceptions like building the aron. But where's the line that I wanted to write? Here it is. Tekima deim belavishas begadim shalobish as avoda shum mitzvah enu ela hechsher avoda. He chelak mi mitzvahs avodim avod b'hem. So that relates a little bit to the fact that it's machshirei akarban. Okay, let's continue. Boy Rabba, last question over here. Hamashachvel ma'ayan meima ma'al v'nasachem. If I bow down to a fountain, a ma'ayan, a well, meimav is the water allowed to be used for nisach hamayim. That's done on Sukkos. Ma'ayka mi'boyle, ask the Gemara, what's the issue? Ilema l'bibua chasagid. Is he bowing down to his reflection? Right? O Dilma Lamaya Kasagid. Right? Is that the question? Is he bowing down to his reflection or is he bowing down to the water? But if it's Tiboyle Seva Lahedyo, why are you asking about a Ma'ayan? Right? Just ask about water in a cup. What's Usr Lahedyot? So where it says, Olam Lamaya Kasagid. Really, he's bowing down to the water. He's not bowing to his reflection. He's bowing down to the water. So there's a potential for it to be Usr. Fahachi Kamiboyle. And this is the question. Lamaya de Kame Kasagid. Vakame Kame Azdu. He's bowing down to the water in front of him. And now that water, the current has taken the water. And therefore, it's not around anymore. And that's why it's going to be mutter. O Dilma Lidavrona de Maya Kasagid. Or he's bowing down mamish to the current. And he's bowing down to, let's say, the whole water. And therefore, it would be usser, even though these drops of water are no longer here, it's usser. Says the Gemara, mi mitzri, is it possible for him to usser it? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon Yod Tzadok, mayim shal rabbe mei nesarim. He can't usser public water. He can't usser. Inadam oser davashina shalom. It's public water. So Gemara says, lotzricha de kanavi me'ara. So it must be in his water. It must be a fountain in his backyard. That is the question that is being asked. Okay, again, no answer given. Mishnah. Mishahaya Beso Sanach Lavodas Kochavim. We had this, I think, referred to once before. So if somebody has a house, he has a house, and then the Avodah Zarah house built a house next to his house, they share a wall. He shares a wall with a base of Avodah Zarah. The Nafal and the wall fell down, also of no, so you can't rebuild it. Because if you rebuild your wall, then you're also being Mahane, the Avodah Zarah. Right? We discussed this earlier, of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Discussed the Isra of being Mahane Avodah Zarah. But you can't rebuild it, so what do you do? So Kesef Yaseh, Konis B'toch Shelo Arba Amos Ubona. You have to recess your own wall in your own Rishus and build your wall. Right, that's what you do, so you're not giving a wall for a base Avodah Zarah. The Ritva says it's Lav Dafka Dalat Amos. It depends on if you have a huge house, you can do Dalat Amos. If you have a smaller house, you don't have to do Dalat Amos. That might be the whole length of your house, but whatever needs to be done. Rashi here, for some reason, says it's a house not with Avodah Zarah in it, but a house where the house itself is worshipped. Rashi says, Habayis Atzmo Ne'evad. We're talking about a case where the house itself is worshipped. And the Bach says in Kuf Mem Gimel, where this is quoted, sounds like from Rashi, that if you just had a house with Avodah Zarah in it, it wouldn't be usher to rebuild. Right? It's only if the house itself is usher. The question is, why did Rashi say that? Why did Rashi say Dafka that case? So explains the Drisha on the bottom of the tour. The Drisha says, so maybe because Rashi's bothered, because remember we had the sugya earlier, Reish Lakish held that if a Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, it's mutter. And that's what Mela called a bittel. So maybe this would be if it was just a house with Avodah Zarah in it, so maybe Rashi would think that's like Nishtabru Me'eleha. So here, though, if you would rebuild it, it would be Aser, because it would be the actual Avodah Zarah. Either way, that's an important Rashi, which the Achronim talk about in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Good. What happens if the wall is owned jointly by both the Jew and the non-Jew, the Jew and the idolater? Nidon mechsal mechsa. So what does that mean? Machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi says it means you measure the four amos, including your half of the wall. Let's say your wall was with two amos wide, so you have one, and then you have another three amos. And then you can start your wall from within, if you're doing four amos. The Ritva says, no, it just means if it's half and half, then if stuff fell on his side, that's aser. Stuff fell on your side, it's mutter. Either way, different pshatim. Avanav eitzav afaro mitamen kisharetz. All the materials of the wall are mitame. What is this? Because we had this before. Avodah Zarah is not only aser, but it is mitame. On a drabana level, the rabbanan gave it the power of creating tumah. Even though on a daraisa level, Avodah Zarah is not mitame, right? Only there are avos hatumah and sheni latumah and rishon latumahs. Avodah Zarah is not, but on a drabana level, and they found asmachtas for it. But it's mitame kisheretz, which means only bimaga. Shenamar shakeith deshaksenu. Rabbi Kiva omer kenida. Rabbi Kiva says no. It's even more. Even masa. Even without touching it, even carrying it like a nida, shenamar tizrim kemodava tse tomarlo. Right, comparing Avodah Zarah to a nida. Ma nida metame b'masa, af avodas kochavim metame b'masa. What's the svar for the Tanakama? Only kisheretz. So the Rav Bar Tanura says because it's a tumah derabanan. The rabbanan were mekel. Tumah derabanan were mekel when it comes to tumah derabanan here. Rashi though has an added line here. Look at Rashi. Avana beitzav afaro. All the materials of the wall shall also call some etamen kisheretz afilu chelko. All the stones, even the stuff that fell on your side. Why? Rashi, three words. Lefisha ein breira, because we don't say breira. What does that mean? Breira is one of the biggest topics in all of Shas. Ein breira, we don't say that once you take certain stones, we can say that these were always your stones, and the stuff that's left there was the stones of the Avodah Zarah, and your stones are tar. We don't say that. We don't say that a later clarification you could see the roots of a later clarification at an earlier stage. That's breira. So we don't say that? Fine. What's the problem with that? Many, many Rishonim say that we paskin yesh breira by derabanans. Ein breira bidaraisa. But we paskin yesh breira by topics midrabanan. This is a derabanan tumah. So ask the Tosfos Yontif on Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Right? Dafka by derabanans we paskin yesh breira. So says the Tosfos Yontif, it must be because of the Chumra of Avodah Zarah. Chumra the Avodah Zarah will be machmir and say, ein breira, even though it's only derabanan. Right? We had a couple of days ago also. There are different rules when it comes to, Avodah Zarah, there's more chumras, right? We had in yesterday's daf, we darshin l'chumra, but that's this Tosfos Yontif says, right? V'tema, the mafarish b'samach, the rabbanan, v'ulai demishum chumras Avodah Zarah, amru de'im breira, v'achanami ashkecham b'drabana de'im breira, he quotes the Mishnah in Beitza, but that's his ha'ara. And once breira comes up, we can mention the other two sugyas that overlap with breira. Breira, t'nai, asmachta. All of those are sugyas where you have a future event that you want to see in the past. Breira, tanai, making a condition, and asmachta, which is a commitment now based on a future event. So again, those are also important. Good. Says the Gemara, so what do you do if you recess your wall, so then it's okay. Says the Gemara, how did that help? Vakam marvich lavodes kalchavim. The Gra and the Chanukah Satorah, Rebbe Reb Heschel, both say, Rachel Imenu, when she says to her father, Derech Nashimli, she was in line. Because Nid and Avodah Zarah are compared to each other. As we just have in our Mishnah right now. Avodah Zarah is Metameh Kenida. And that's why when Rachel says Derech Nashimli, she is alluding to the fact that she has Lavan's idols. Maybe he didn't get it. But that's why it's a way to cover up, so to speak. I'll read it from the Chanukah Satorah. Ukedei shalot eit tzadek azu nechshelas l'sheker. Neged aviha biyamra ki lo ucha lakum miponecha. Mishamachi ramza lo shetumas nida alecha. Right, and that's what he didn't know that. He didn't think, he didn't know the lumdus. He didn't know this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. But either way, Good. So weiter. Says the Gemara, but 1 second, aren't, by recessing your wall, aren't you giving more space to Avodah Zarah? So how does that help? You're giving more space. You make it into a bathroom. So that's not really being mahana them. But what do you mean? Doesn't a bathroom have to be like sort of private? You'll use it as a night bathroom. But 1 minute, didn't we learn in Maseches Brachos who's a tzanua, somebody who goes to the bathroom at night like he would during the day? And even though we said that has to do with how he goes to the bathroom, not where he goes to the bathroom, but you still see you still see that the person has to act pitsniously even at night. So what difference should it make? So the Gemara says, "Davalei tinokos." Okay, it's a children's bathroom, special children's bathrooms, which you know don't have to be as sanua. Inami de gadir le behizni vihingi. Or you can't build a wall, but you can build some bushes, some shrubbery. So some bushes, that's not really being mahana, but it's enough private for the bathroom. Good. Says the Mishnah, Shloshe Batim Hain. There are three types of houses. We're going to have three houses, three stones, and three asheras. So, three types of houses relating to Bittul Avodah Zarah. Number one, Baisha Bano Mitzchila Avodah Kochavim, a house that you build for Avodah Zarah. Hareza Aser, that's Aser. That's period, that's Aser, and unless a person is Mavatalit, so then it remains Aser. Sidu Vikidu Avodah Kochavim, what if it was a regular house, but then Oved Kochavim came and plastered it? Put another layer on the house. The chidesh. And then you want to be mevatalit. You know what you do? No tamasha chidesh. All one has to do is to take off what was added. Rashi adds, even without bittul. And the Ritva adds, even if the kavana was to asur the entire house. But still, just removing this extra would be enough, says the Ritva. I'll just read you that lashon of the Ritva. It's an important lashon of the Ritva. This is the Ritva in Sukkah. Won't help right now. Says the Ritva. Avagav de'ein Yisrael mevatel avodah zarah. Even if though Yisrael is not mevatel, hacha lami din bittul mishtari yashar elamishum delochal alei yisura klal kiven shalonas l'shem avodah zarah. And just remove it. And this is even if he had in mind so the whole thing, still is going to be mutter. Okay, just remove that extra point. That's part two. Number three. If it's a regular house, you brought an idol in, just take the idol out, and the house is fine. Good. If I bow down to a house, Rav says I can answer the house, as long as it's my house. Alma ksavar talish basof chibruk the kid talish dami. So you see, it's called attached because something mechuber cannot be asered. So you see, Rav holds that if something is detached and then it is attached, it's still considered detached, which is a major sugi in many contexts in halacha, which we don't have time for right now. V'yanam b'no tanav 1 minute. Didn't the Mishnah say you have to build it l'shem avodah zarah? You can't have a regular house and just bow down to it. So the Gemara says either or. Either one is going to be usher. So Gemara says, Ihachi Shlosha Arboahave. Right? So really, there are four houses, Lagabe Bittel. Not four. Why does the Mishnah say three? If there are really four. Kibadlinyim Bittel, Banavishtachava, Achad Kachashavle. No, both of those are considered one, because you have the same way to be Mavatal them. Built or bow, either way, you can be Mavatal them the same way. That is all three houses. Next, Shalosh Avanime, three types of stones, Lagabe Bittul Avodah Zarah. Evan Shechatzava Mitchila Labimus, a stone which you originally chisel out to be used for a platform or a pedestal for the Avodah Zarah, Harizu Asura, that's Asur. Sida Vekid L'Shem Avodah Kochavim, if it was Mutter and now you just put a layer on it, Notamasha Sia Vekied, Vekmutaris, then just remove the extra layer and it's Mutter. Hamid Aleh Avodah Kochavim Vesilka, Harizu Mutaris. If you have a slab that's mutter, you put an idol on it, just take the idol off, and that will be enough for bittul. Period. Rabbi says, the plaster only answers it if it was chiseled in. Like you chiseled in and you poured in more plaster in between the pieces of the idol. Says the Gemara, Vahadumya Debayis Tanan, Ubayis Labagufihu Umitzar. But isn't this similar to a house? A house just means you put an extra layer on, doesn't it? Right, you put an extra layer on. You don't have to have it in between. So Gemara says, Bayis Nami Ika, Beni Urve, even the house there are between the gaps, between the bricks. Milo asks, so that's why it would be, the house is also, in between. So it can fit into Rabbi Ami. Milo asks, Ginan, does she have a Hadar Shaye? Maybe it means that you have a smooth house. Who says you have space between the bricks? So Eliyim Adur Rabbi Ami, Lenin Bittel Itmar. Okay, Rabbi Ami, we don't want Rabbi Ami to be against. So we say Rabbi Ami's talking about Bittel. V'af, meaning the following. V'af agav de siyed v'kiyed v'gufe shel evan. Even if you plastered in between, in the goof, you did chisel out and there's in between, kinata mashachidi shaperdami. You can still take out what's in between. It doesn't aser the whole house. Ma de mao de tema, or the whole stone. De mao de tema, kis kiban de shiyed v'kiyek v'gufa shal evan, ke evan shachatsa mitchila l'rezko chavim damya v'titzar kula. You might think, because the plaster goes in between, so you might think then the whole thing has the status of avodah zarah. You can't just remove what you added. That wouldn't be good enough. Kamash v'lan, Ravami says, even though you were begufa shel evan, you still could just remove what's extra, and then it would be mutter. So again, this is getting into issues of bittul avodah zarah, which comes up, and relating to asherah. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with this, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.